Welcome to the debate. You know, when we think about modern navigation, there is this almost absolute faith we place in that little blue dot on our screens.
Oh, definitely.
Right? You type in a destination, the algorithm calculates the optimal route, and you just drive. It's precise, it's mathematically sound.
Right up until that mathematically sound algorithm directs you to drive your sedan, you know, straight into a lake because it had no idea the county removed a bridge 2 weeks ago.
Exactly, which perfectly captures the tension we are diving into today. So we're looking at the North Carolina Mountains short-term rental, or STR, market in 2026. And the central question we are exploring is, what truly separates a positive, wealth-generating investment from a minimal or even disastrous opportunity?
Yeah. And to be clear, our discussion today is grounded in the NC Mountains Vacation Rental Investing 2026 guide.
Right, which is vital context.
Exactly. We're talking about a top 1% nationally ranked North Carolina broker. She brings 30 years of personal production, over $1 billion in personal career sales, and over $3 billion in team sales, with more than 10,000 transactions across the Triad and High Country.
Yeah, so what we are discussing today isn't theoretical.
No, not at all. It's the reality of deploying capital in a highly competitive mountain environment.
Right. And then analyzing this market, I'll be arguing that a true positive investment is fundamentally, well, it's a strict mathematical equation, one that's driven by sophisticated data scraping, algorithmic triangulation, and disciplined financial structuring.
And I will be arguing that pure data actually creates a dangerous blind spot. True success relies entirely on the irreplaceable, in-the-trenches intuition of a seasoned professional who can see the invisible traps that Google and AI simply can't pick up.
Okay, so I want to lay out the data perspective first, because I really believe we've reached a point in real estate investing where human emotion is, it's the single biggest liability.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the Reality One Group results framework in the source material, the very first step is setting an 8 to 12% cash-on-cash return target before you ever step foot inside a property. You don't tour a cabin, smell the pine trees, and fall in love with the view. You fall in love with the math.
I mean, having a target return is basic investing. I don't take issue with setting parameters. The issue is how you arrive at the numbers you're plugging into that formula.
Well, you arrive at them through comprehensive market data. Take Boone, for example. The January 2026 data shows that the median STR revenue jumped 20.3% year over year to $55,000.
Right, but...
But wait. The power of the data is that it tells us the mechanism behind that jump. It wasn't because more people visited. Occupancy didn't expand at all. That revenue jump was driven entirely by average daily rate, or ADR, growth, pushing up to $278 a night.
Okay, sure.
If you have that algorithmic insight, you know that your operational focus has to be on rate discipline and dynamic pricing, not just trying to book every single calendar day. The data spells out the exact path to success.
See, the data gives you a retrospective snapshot that feels incredibly comforting to an out-of-state investor sitting behind a monitor. But algorithms and online datasets are frankly notorious for highlighting minimal or just misleading investment opportunities.
Misleading? How?
Because they completely lack localized parcel-by-parcel context. A true positive investment isn't one that looks good on an API poll. It's one that survives the physical realities of the mountains.
Okay, I think we need to define what you mean by physical realities here. Are we just talking about basic property maintenance?
No, not at all. We are talking about critical infrastructure and zoning that an algorithm simply cannot see. An AI cannot pull a county septic report.
Well,
no, think about it. It can't tell you that a charming cabin projecting a 12% ROI is running on a septic system that hasn't been pumped in 4 years. If you put a heavy rotation of short-term rental guests into that property, that system will fail in month two, wiping out your entire first year of cash flow.
Okay. Yes, septic systems fail.
It takes 30 years of trench experience to know that projected numbers, without 12 months of actual platform statements and deep physical vetting, are just marketing. They aren't math.
That makes sense in theory, but look at what happens when we scale out to market selection. Let's take the human element out of it for a second.
if you're looking for the best submarkets, human intuition often leans toward the famous towns, but the data tells a much more objective story about where to deploy capital.
Oh, I strongly disagree. I would argue the data tells a highly deceptive story during market selection.
Really?
Absolutely. Let's look at Blowing Rock. If I'm an investor using a standard data scraper, Blowing Rock lights up like a Christmas tree. It boasts the highest average daily rate in the entire region at $351.
Which is a fantastic ADR.
Right, so the algorithm screams at you to buy there. But anyone with trench experience knows Blowing Rock is what I call a hard-to-find market, disguised as an easy win.
Because the scraper is ignoring the occupancy rate?
It's not just ignoring the occupancy rate. It fundamentally doesn't understand why the occupancy rate is a dismal 30%.
Which is due to zoning.
Exactly. It's 30% because of incredibly strict whole home zoning laws. Blowing Rock limits STRs to just 5 specific overlay districts. You've got the CBD, town center, general business, office and institutional, and the STR overlay.
Wait, so if an investor sees that $351 ADR and buys a cabin just outside those specific lines, the algorithm is essentially recommending a property that is illegal to rent?
Precisely. If you buy outside those lines, your $351 ADR is literally zero. You cannot legally operate. The AI just scrapes a geographic radius. It doesn't read the intricate zoning maps of the town council. Now contrast that trap with a market like Wilkes County and W. Kerr Scott Lake.
Right, which the source material highlights as a major opportunity. It's the true overlook gem, an algorithm specifically searching for, you know, NC Mountain ski cabins misses Wilkes County entirely because it doesn't fit the traditional mountain profile.
Sure.
But trench experience reveals a 9 to 12% gross cap rate. You have lake access properties selling at $315,000, which is a third of the Banner Elk median. Plus, you have intense micro-demand, like the Merlefest Week, which brings in 70,000 visitors. You find that by knowing the ground, not by scraping generic statewide metrics.
Okay, I will give you the point on Blowing Rock zoning, but you're treating data as if it only operates on basic Zillow scrolling. Finding Wilkes County isn't some mystical trench magic. It is actually identical to algorithmic stock trading.
I'm sorry, but real estate is fundamentally physical. You can't live in a stock portfolio.
True, but the evaluation mechanism is exactly the same. Just like a quant fund doesn't care if a stock is a highly publicized tech company or a boring widget maker, a sophisticated STR algorithm doesn't care for properties on a famous ski slope like Banner Elk or a quiet lake in Wilkes County.
Mm-hmm.
It only sees the spread between acquisition costs and annual yield. The data explicitly shows that Wilkesboro town properties yield $28,000 annually on a $285,000 purchase. That's a 9 to 10% cap rate right there in the open spreadsheet. The math finds Wilkes County perfectly well if you just set the right yield parameters.
Assuming the yield parameters are accurate, but okay, let's follow your logic. Let's say your algorithm correctly identifies Wilkes County or Boone as the play, and we move into the acquisition phase.
Right.
The deal isn't done just because the location is right. The spreadsheet has to survive due diligence. What happens when you try to actually underwrite the property?
Well, that brings us to step 3 of the Realty One Group results framework, three-source revenue triangulation. This is where data discipline completely insulates the investor.
How so?
When you look at Boone, different data providers give you different revenue projections based on their APIs. Airbitix says the median revenue is $55,000. Chalet reports it at $48,173, and Air ROI comes in at $34,001.
I mean, that is a massive $21,000 spread. If anything, that proves my point. Which algorithm is telling the truth?
You don't blindly trust just one. You have to understand how their filtering mechanisms work. Airbitix often samples top listings with highly active calendars, which skews the revenue projections high.
Right.
ROI, on the other hand, includes the long-tail listings, properties that are poorly managed or rarely booked. By triangulating these three specific datasets, you underwrite to the midpoint or the floor. If you build your financial model assuming that $34,000 worst-case scenario and the math still works, you have systematically removed the risk of a bad ADR year. That discipline makes it a true positive investment.
Triangulating datasets is fine for modeling, but it does absolutely nothing if you fall into one of the 7 deals to avoid outlined in the guide.
Why wouldn't it?
Because you can underwrite to the perfect mathematical midpoint, but no API is going to tell you that mountain weather destroys roofs exponentially faster than weather down in the triad.
But a standard home inspection flags the age of the roof. If it's 15 years old, the data model factors in depreciation.
An inspector flags a 15-year-old roof, yes? And a data-driven investor from out of state looks at that report and thinks, standard architectural shingles last 25 years. I've got 10 more years. I don't need to model a replacement reserve right now.
Right. That's standard logic.
But trench wisdom understands the mountain freeze-thaw cycle. Moisture gets under those shingles, freezes, expands the microcracks, and then thaws. That 15-year-old roof in the high country is already dead. If you don't know that localized environmental variable, your perfect data model is going to get hit with a $15,000 capital expenditure in year one.
Which is exactly why you build contingency reserves into the initial cash-on-cash calculation.
It goes far beyond standard reserves, though. Look at Banner Elk. You find a gorgeous listing. Your algorithm ingests the listing data. It says, sleeps 12.
Okay.
Your three-source revenue triangulation confirms that a 12-sleeper in Banner Elk generates a massive premium. The math looks incredible.
But there's a regulatory cap on capacity.
The town permit legally caps occupancy at 10 guests. The listing agent is either uninformed or they are hoping an out-of-town buyer simply doesn't check. The algorithm cannot cross-reference a listing description with a localized municipal permit.
Wow.
Yeah. Last year alone, three different investors almost lost non-refundable five-figure due diligence deposits because of this exact trap.
Let me guess, Teresa caught it.
Teresa caught it because she manually pulled the parcel-level zoning and the undigitized HOA covenants before they ever went under contract. That is the trench advantage. In North Carolina, due diligence money is hard money.
Right, you don't get it back.
No. If you wait for a standard title company search to uncover a dusty HOA covenant that restricts short-term rentals, your deposit is already gone. A 30-minute manual check by a 30-year veteran prevented a catastrophic mistake. Data cannot tell you when to walk away from a deal. Only experience can.
I can see that navigating archaic, undigitized HOA covenants requires a human touch. But you are isolating the physical due diligence and ignoring the financial execution.
I wouldn't say I'm ignoring it.
Well, let's assume we survive the HOA check, we account for the freeze-thaw cycle on the roof, and we verify the town guest caps. We still have to cross the final hurdle that separates a minimal opportunity from a true positive investment, which is the financial structuring and the launch.
Oh, the launch is where the real operational war is won or lost.
And I argue the ultimate safety net for that war is built before you even close, through the DSCR loan, the debt service coverage ratio loan. This is pure emotionalist financial structuring and completely insulates the investor because it removes personal debt to income ratios from the equation.
Yeah, it's a great tool, assuming the interest rates make the math viable.
Which is why the source material emphasizes absolute discipline. You have to look past the teaser rates. PeerSense data from August 2026 shows DSCR STR loans pricing anywhere from 7.00 to 9.00%.
Right.
A novice might see a best tier teaser rate of 5.99% and build their whole model around it. But a disciplined data-first investor models the asset at a realistic 7.5%. And by utilizing a structured desk like Angie Wilmoth at Glory Mortgage, you can get a specific address priced in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You remove the financing risk during that aggressive North Carolina due diligence period. The financial instrument itself protects the asset.
Structuring a DSCR loan correctly is incredibly important. I definitely won't argue that. But insulating your personal income doesn't matter if the property doesn't generate the cash flow to service the debt. Having the keys and locking the loan is only half the battle. The true trench warfare begins the second you close, with the 90-day ramp plan.
You're referring to step 5 of the framework.
Yes. And let's use Beach Mountain as the perfect case study for this. If an investor points a data scraper at Beach Mountain, it looks like a terrible investment compared to Boone.
Because of the low numbers?
Exactly. The scraper sees red flags, a low $27,528 average annual revenue, and a dismal 30.4% occupancy rate.
But that's primarily because Beach Mountain has a structural summer slowdown, isn't it?
It is a 5,506-foot ski mountain. It has massive, concentrated peak winter demand and a structural summer drop-off.
But there are two highly specific, invisible factors that will bankrupt your calendar if you rely purely on generic regional data to launch your listing.
Which are?
First, the booking lead time runs about 57 days. Second, Beach Mountain levies the highest local occupancy tax stack in the entire NC Mountains.
Oh, right. It's roughly a 13% total tax load on the guest. You have the 6% specific to Beach Mountain, plus the 7% state and local sales tax.
Exactly. Now, the operator collects and remits that tax, but the guest sees that 13% load on their final checkout screen, and it hits their nightly rate tolerance incredibly hard.
So they abandon the booking?
Right. If you just launch your listing based on average regional pricing data, without factoring in that checkout sticker shock, your conversion rate will plummet. Furthermore, you need dynamic pricing tools and hyper-local contacts like reliable cleaners and maintenance teams active within the first 2 weeks of ownership.
Yeah, you have to move fast.
If you stumble during onboarding and miss that 57-day lead window, you miss the ski season entirely. Your STR calendar dies before it even begins. Financing structure doesn't save you there. Localized operational trench wisdom saves you.
I completely see the value in understanding the 57-day lead time and the tax load. But I have to push back here because lead time is ultimately just a data point. Tax load is a data point. The top performers in Beach Mountain are hitting $130,000 to $157,000 in gross revenue.
Yes, they are.
They're taking a property bought for $196,000 and achieving a 10% cash-on-cash return. They aren't achieving those margins by relying on gut feelings. They are doing it by feeding those specific local variables into dynamic pricing algorithms like Price Labs or Beyond.
The algorithm optimizes the minimum stay requirements dynamically as that 57-day window closes.
But how do they know to program the algorithm for a 57-day window? They only know those variables exist because someone with 30 years of experience told them what to look for. You cannot feed a variable into a dynamic pricing tool if you don't even know the variable exists in that specific municipality.
You know, I think that tension brings us to a really fascinating summary of the Realty One Group results methodology. From my perspective, a true positive STR investment relies on unemotional, data-backed discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we are analyzing Boone's $55,000 median revenue or uncovering the hidden 9 to 12% cap rates in Wilkes County through algorithmic arbitrage, success in this market is highly systematized. By anchoring to conservative midpoints in your revenue triangulation, properly structuring DSCR loans to insulate your personal risk, and setting firm cash-on-cash targets before you ever take a tour, an investor can guarantee a baseline of success. The math, ultimately, is the bedrock of the investment.
And I will maintain that data is only the starting line, never the finish line. Real estate is inherently physical, and it is ruthlessly localized. The math only works if the physical building survives the mountain environment.
Fair point.
Without a veteran pulling undigitized HOA covenants, understanding the freeze-thaw degradation of a roof, and navigating intricate 10-guest town caps in Banner Elk, a great spreadsheet easily becomes a disastrous investment in the real world. You desperately need that trench wisdom to know which projected numbers are just marketing and which numbers represent reality.
I think it's fair to say we found some very real convergence here. The most powerful approach to the 2026 market doesn't force an investor to choose between the algorithm and the local guide. The optimal strategy marries rigorous data triangulation with parcel-level trench wisdom. The spreadsheet has to survive the mountain, but the mountain property has to pencil out on the spreadsheet.
I think that's exactly right. Teresa Overcash's framework works so effectively because it uses the data to narrow the massive field of possibilities and then applies decades of trench experience to bulletproof the final acquisition. And there is just so much more complexity to explore in the North Carolina High Country market, especially regarding upcoming zoning shifts and hyper-local pricing strategies.
There certainly is. And as we leave you today, I want to bring us back to that blue dot on your GPS screen. The algorithm might calculate the perfect route, and the math might tell you exactly how fast to drive, but it takes someone who has actually driven the roads for 30 years to tell you that the bridge is out ahead. The question is, when you make your next investment, who is actually sitting in the driver's seat?